I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. No matter where you are, if you're a woman, you've most likely encountered harassment in one form or another, whether it's a comment from a man on the street or, in the worst cases, outright sexual assault. Not many men know how that feels. The gender roles are reversed, though, in French filmmaker Eleanor Pouriat's Oppressed Majority. The short film packs a punch. It portrays a man named Pierre going about his day in a society where it's the women who dominate.
I wanted to begin the film with just slight remarks, things that aren't usually noticed by people and by men, actually. And it's getting worse and worse, and it goes from laughter at the beginning to a kind of a fright at the end.
Right, with the police woman to whom the man who's been assaulted is giving the report, she almost doubts him. And this is something I gather that a fair number of women go through when they report a sexual assault.
Yes, actually, I don't think it's a usual cop behavior, but I wanted to have in the film a behavior of doubt towards this experience the man, woman has in the film.
Eleanor, what pushed you to make a film that flips everyday sexism on its head with women doing the harassing of men? What started this?
Actually, I didn't want to make a militant film, which would be like a moral lesson telling you bad guys with no humor. I thought it wouldn't reach its point. So I always think that humor is a good way to make people understand what you feel, and as an artist, I mean. So that's why I imagined the swap genre. Because first, it's funny. Yes, people laugh when they see a topless jogger, for example, in the street. And the film begins with a topless jogger, and it's very funny because it's unusual. And that's the point. Because things are surprising, then we notice them.
How big a problem is sexual harassment in France?
Actually, I don't have numbers, but the problem is more that sexism is like deep inside mentalities, and it pervades everywhere. Okay, there's sexual harassment, but there's sexism everywhere, in every level of society. And the problem is that women are considered as a minority. That's the absurd thing.
In France
and everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere in the world.
You made this film 5 years ago, and it's only now that it's getting lots of views on YouTube. Why did it suddenly go viral?
Actually, yes, I made the film in 2010, and it was selected in a few festivals, and it won a few awards. It was bought by a French TV, so I couldn't post it on YouTube the first 2 years. And then I decided to post it because there weren't many festivals or channels interested in a feminist militant film, so I decided to let people make their own opinion. And I posted it last year. Nothing really happened. 100 views, something like that. And last January, it just, I don't know what happened. And it began, the buzz began in France. And then I posted the subtitled version. And wow, it went crazy.
Eleanor, before I let you go, I just wanted to ask you about the end of your film, Oppressed Majority. Just before the credits roll, you dedicate the short film to a certain Aurélie B. Who is she?
Yeah. Aurélie was the daughter of very good friends of mine, and she got killed by her ex, her boyfriend, who thought she was his. He was his propriety. So it was important for me to dedicate this film to this girl who died because of violence and sexism.
So there's a very personal kind of underpinning to your making this film. Is that what prompted you in the first place, that event?
No, not that event, because it occurred just before I shot the film. But actually, the reason is my everyday life as a woman in France. My witnessing this experience.
French filmmaker Eleanor Puglia. Thanks very much for taking the time to speak with us today. Appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
If you haven't yet seen What All the Fuss is About, we've posted Eleanor's film, and beware, it includes some graphic scenes. It's at PRI.org.